Hi, Petra. How are you? Oh, wow. You've brought a photograph, man.
Hi, Noah. This is Mick, the photographer from the newspaper I work for.
Oh, right. Cool. Welcome, Mick.
Mick, this is Noah.
All right. Blimey, it's a bit smoky in here, isn't it?
Noah's a brilliant man who I think will be able to come up with something amazing once we explain what's happening.
Whatever you say, darling.
Would you like some herbal tea or some cake? We just made this amazing cake, man. It'll blow your mind.
Maybe in a bit. Noah, I've got terrible news. God is planning to flood the earth and kill all living things.
Wow, bummer. That's like, whoa.
We can't let that happen. And I thought you might have some ideas what we could do.
Right. Wow. The whole thing's like, wow, amazing. You know, all that rain is like just so wet and that.
You can requote him on that.
Shut up, Mick. It was just a bit of a shock. It was bound to happen. I was thinking, Noah, since we can't stop God and we can't stop the rain, maybe we could find a way to save some of the life on the earth.
Right. Yeah, I get you. Like tree houses or something?
It's going to rain for 40 days and 40 nights. I'm not sure that tree houses are going to cut it.
Really high tree houses on really long legs.
That's not going to work, but maybe...
What about balloons? We could all live in giant balloons and just, like, float about everywhere. Wow.
Where would we get giant balloons from?
What we need is some kind of giant balloon shop which sells, like, giant balloons.
Is there such a shop?
No way, no. That'd be incredible, though. All the giant balloons.
We might have to forget the giant balloon idea, then.
Oh, really? Wow.